Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Monday night, went to the Bills game. Bills ended up winning over Jacksonville 47-10. Was it a blowout? Yeah, 100%. It was a blowout. And then Breezy brought up the fact that, I mean, sporting events in general, not just Bills games, are just so awful to watch when there's a blowout. Because they're what?
It's just boring.
It's just boring.
It's like, we get it.
I disagree,
though.
Oh, they
scored another touchdown? They're only up by 100. There should definitely be like a cutoff. If you reach 50-plus points over, the game's over.
Oh, my God. You're depressing.
No, I mean, like, don't waste my time. You know what I mean?
It's not really about you, though.
It is.
Listen, the last time the Bills played Jacksonville was last October, and they lost. And it was such a crappy loss, and people were pissed. So they had something to prove, and they came out that tunnel pissed off Monday night. And I'll tell you what, I was hoping they'd score at least 60 points on them on Monday. I so badly just wanted them to destroy Jacksonville, and I don't think 47 points was enough. And, you know, people make the argument, too. Is there a negative view on blowouts? Like, you know, in American sports, there seems to be this unwritten rule that you shouldn't keep scoring once it's clear that the other team has been beaten. There's a respect level. And that you certainly shouldn't try to be flashy and score extra points and do a bunch of touchdown dances after you're beating this team by an additional 50 points. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's sportsmanship. I get that. But when you got money on the game too, it's a different story. People want, especially Bills fans, you know how proud Buffalo Bills fans are. You know how proud this, if you live in Buffalo in general.
Yeah.
You want to destroy every team that comes into that stadium. Every single
team.
But
when you're there, I mean, like, I don't know. In my opinion, I'd be like, all right, we can hit the roads. We can miss traffic.
Well, here's the thing, because I'm the type of person where if I go to a sports game, I have to leave 10 minutes into the fourth quarter just to try and get ahead, beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason so many people, like my buddy was telling me, there's so many people that haven't been able to do that is because the games have been so close, like 20-23, 30-20. You don't know what's going to happen, so you have to stay for the whole thing and watch.
Mm-hmm.
The advantage on Monday night was, okay, this is a clear win. Let's head out of here.
And every other person was thinking that too.
Sure. And you still get home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I guess maybe you would have been better off if you stayed.
I mean, the guy behind me was
screaming
his ass off all game. Let's go. You can do better than that. Come on. I'm like, they're clearly winning. Can we just like chill for 1 minute?
It's actually impossible for them to lose at this point.
It's just chill. The Bills are 3-0. You know?
No, they're undefeated. Listen, I don't know. Watching it there and watching it home, obviously different vibe. But I watched it at my friend's house, and by halftime, we're like, all right, see ya. Nighty night. Time to go to bed. Like, we don't need to watch this anymore.
Yeah, listen, when I'm at home, I can't make it past the halftime. There's no way. I'm exhausted. And people who get up as early as we do, I can't do it. I can't stay and watch a game until midnight. I think that's one of the things, too, the advantage of when I was living on the West Coast, is football would end at 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
But Sundays, it's starting at 10 a.m. It was constant kegs and eggs. Bars would open at 9. Sunday football starts at 10. It was great.
That's insane. This person says, it's the freaking Buffalo Bills. I'll watch the game even if they're up by 100. They're fun to watch. Yeah, I mean, fun to watch to a point. Like, I mean, if I don't know. Again, very new football fan over here.
Right, so I was just going to say.
It's a little different, but like, it is fun when it's gut-wrenching and, you know, you need a cardiologist on standby when it's so close. But I think it's more fun because it's like, oh my God, you get to feel something. You don't really feel something with the ball. You're like, okay, cool. Like, that's awesome. They did what they needed to do.
Yeah, no, I understand that too. But, you know, when it's the playoffs and stuff like that, when the games are a little bit more serious and they have more meaning to them, you want them to crush. You absolutely do.
Yeah, Monday wasn't that though.
They got something to prove.
Monday was just like, oh, third game of the season. Let's stay undefeated.
Who doesn't want to see Josh Allen's hair just blowing in the wind? You know what I mean? Those beautiful locks.
So today wearing a helmet, but yes. I mean, listen, I hope they stay on this track. I hope they keep, you know, remain undefeated. But time will tell on Sunday. Let's go. Are you going to go back to another game this season?
Yeah, no, I am. What do you think the biggest blowout in NFL history was? By the way, this took place in 1940 against the the Bears and the Redskins.
The Bears.
Washington. Biggest blowout ever.
80-something.
No. Go a little lower than that.
75?
Close.
77.
73 to nothing.
To zero?
Yeah.
At that point, I'm bored. I'm going home.
In the 40s. Oh, man, I would have died to be at that game. Are you kidding me?
It's like, all right, we get it. At what point is it just embarrassing, you know?
Yeah, you got to be
the Bears won?
Yeah.
Danger's loving her.
You got to be just a ruthless coach to be like, yeah, keep going, keep going.
At
that
what
would
point
be
are you
me.
Like, we call it. Yeah, we call it for sure.
If you were Washington, oh, you'd be walking into the dressing room, locker room a long time ago.
Yeah.
First quarter. You know what? We're going to just go ahead and head out on this one. We're good. Thank you so much.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.